That's right. I know you're excited. I promised it, and here it is. Stephen Jay Gould and Ella Patrick Speciation. Welcome to The Check Is In The Mail. And yes, I'm making fun of myself, but I do think you'll be interested in this. Ella Patrick Speciation. Life's Grand Divide. Imagine two populations of the same species, separated by a river, a mountain, or an ocean. At first, they're just neighbors, but as time passes, they begin to change. One group adapts to life in the forest, while the other thrives in the grasslands. Eventually, they become so different that they can no longer interbreed. What you're left with here isn't one species, it's two. This is allopatric speciation, one of the most fascinating processes in evolution. Today, we're going to dive into the concept of allopatric speciation. We'll explore how isolation drives evolution, share real-world examples, and explain why this idea is so important, not just to science, but to understanding the world around us. So let's start with the basics. The term allopatric comes from Greek. Allo means other, and patria means homeland. So allopatric speciation refers to the process by which new species form when populations are physically separated from one another. When a geographic barrier, like a river, mountain range, or desert, splits a population, the individuals on either side can no longer interact or breed. Over time, genetic differences accumulate due to mutations, natural selection, and genetic drift. Eventually, these differences become so significant that even if the barrier is removed, the two groups can no longer interbreed. And at this point, they are considered separate species. So this process is driven by isolation. When populations are cut off from one another, they face different environments, different challenges, and different opportunities. And these differences shape how they evolve. Think of it like baking two cakes with the same ingredients, but in different kitchens. One kitchen is humid, and the other is dry. Even though you start with the same recipe, you will end up with two very different cakes. So now that we know what allopatric speciation is, let's look at some real-world examples. Darwin's finches. This classic example comes from the Galapagos Islands. Darwin's finches started as one species, but as they spread across different islands, they became isolated. Each island presented unique challenges, from food sources to predators, and over time, the finches adapted. Oh, shit. Did I do this right? Okay. Sorry. developing distinct beak shapes and sizes to suit their environments. Today, they're a textbook example of allopatric speciation. Let's look at the Grand Canyon and squirrels. Closer to my home, the Grand Canyon offers a striking example. On one side of the canyon, you'll find the Kaibab squirrel. And on the other side, the Abert's squirrel. The two species share a common ancestor, but the canyon created a geographic barrier that isolated their populations. Over thousands of years, they evolved into distinct species, each adapted exactly to their side of the canyon. Cichlid fish. In Africa's Rift Valley lakes, cichlid fish offer us another incredible example. As lakes formed and dried up over the millennia, populations of cichlids became isolated in smaller bodies of water. This isolation led to an explosion of diversity, with hundreds of new species evolving in a relatively short time. It's a vivid example of how geographic barriers can drive evolution. So why does allopatric speciation matter? Beyond the fascination of watching life evolve, this concept has huge implications for how we understand biodiversity, conservation, and climate change. Allopatric speciation explains much of the incredible diversity we see on Earth today. From the birds in your backyard to the insects in the rainforest, many species exist because of isolation and adaptation. Understanding allopatric speciation also helps us protect species. When habitats are fragmented by deforestation, urbanization, or climate change, populations can become isolated. This isolation can lead to speciation, but it can also lead to extinction if populations are too small or if they face insurmountable challenges. As climate shifts and habitats change, understanding how species evolve or fail to evolve becomes critical. Allopatric speciation reminds us that life is resilient, but it also shows us the fragility of ecosystems and the consequences of human impact. And in the partner or companion blog post to this episode, we're going to look a little bit at wolves and coyotes in the United States of America. Allopatric speciation is a story of separation, adaptation, and resilience. It shows us how life finds a way to thrive even in the face of isolation, but it also reminds us of our responsibility to protect the barriers that create diversity and to understand the delicate balance that sustains life on Earth. Next time, we're going to explore another cool idea, hopeful monsters, the idea that sometimes evolution takes a leap. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep exploring the wonders of the natural world.